From the balcony of St James's Palace to a fanfare of trumpets and in front of expectant crowds, the heralds proclaimed the accession.
The crown of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland is solely and rightfully come to the Prince Charles Philip Arthur George, become our only lawful and rightful liege lord, Charles III. Three cheers for His Majesty the King! Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Minutes earlier, the accession ceremony itself had been sombre and administrative, but no less momentous. In the front row, six former British Prime Ministers stood shoulder to shoulder. This gathering comprises the King's Privy Council, his senior political advisers, and the new King, still mourning the loss of his mother, solemnly accepted the mantle of monarchy.
My mother's reign was unequalled in its duration, its dedication and its devotion. Even as we grieve, we give thanks for this most faithful life. I am deeply aware of this great inheritance and of the duties and heavy responsibilities of sovereignty, which have now passed to me.
The orders of council were read out one by one, the new king giving his approval to each.
Approved.
And then, with a signature and a bow, the king was formally proclaimed.
The historic, centuries-old royal proclamation, hardly changed since the Middle Ages and never before broadcast beyond the walls of this palace, serves to emphasise the stability and continuity of the royal line. Queen Elizabeth's reign is over. King Charles steps seamlessly into the role as head of state.
As protocol dictates, heralds were dispatched to the City of London to take news of the proclamation there. For sheer spectacle, there are very few that can rival the grandeur and ceremonial that surrounds the British royalty. Elaborate titles, protocols, and robes, which have their roots in medieval pageantry. And all the while, the crowds of well-wishers and mourners continue to gather from near and far.
I'm here to see a transition in history which we may not see in our lifetimes, from queen to king. You may not get to see that again because the next three monarchs are going to be all men. So it's a memorable time to be here and to be a part of an occasion like this.
The last few days have been quite surreal almost. It's hard to take it all in. So, yeah, I think we just wanted to come down here today just to try and help us sort of make those next few steps into having a king as the leader of the country.
I didn't realise until the last few days what's going to change. Everything's changing, a whole lot, let alone the royal family. So everything, even for us, stamps, postboxes, everything.
One of those fundamental changes was visible in the Parliament. Gathering for a rare Saturday session, the Prime Minister and other party leaders renewing and updating their oaths of allegiance, pledging their loyalty to the King. Returning to Buckingham Palace, there is much for the new king to do. The official period of mourning continues. A state funeral awaits. A coronation will follow. And the line of succession is maintained. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Central London.